All right, we begin with something of a thought experiment, folks. And we'd love to have your reaction on this at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Think about it. Aside from being relatively dumb, what an offensive thing to do to simply fabricate that you're the winner of the Congressional Medal of Honor for valor in combat. It's what a man named Javier Alvarez did. He was once a member of a California Water District Board. He lied at a public hearing about being a war hero, specifically that he was awarded the Medal of Honor. I mean, you could check, right? But the FBI believes there are hundreds of people who do this sort of thing. Hundreds of people who have publicly and falsely declared themselves to be Navy SEALs, for instance. And hey, here's some advice. If you're out on a date with someone who starts bragging about his or her exploits as a Navy SEAL, beware. If it's not true, it could be a crime. That's right, a crime under something called the Federal Stolen Valor Act. And Javier Alvarez was one of the first people prosecuted under the act, which makes it a crime to falsely claim to have been awarded military honors and decorations. Alvarez's lawyers, while making no excuses for his lies, claim their client's untruths are in fact protected by the First Amendment's guarantee of free speech. And later this week, the Supreme Court will determine whether the Stolen Valor Act, signed into law in 2006, is unconstitutional. Joining us now to take a look at some of the issues here is Jeffrey Rosen, professor of law at George Washington University. Professor, always great to have you on the program.
It's great to be back.
And Doug Sterner is the curator for the Military Times Hall of Valor. Doug, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
So, Doug, state for me the level of offense and harm, and I do think it's disgusting, let me just stipulate that, of someone who lies about a Congressional Medal of Honor or being a Navy SEAL, from your perspective.
Well, it's first of all, the one correction I'd have for you from your introduction is it runs in the thousands. I get thousands of these cases. And almost always there is additional fraud associated with it, sometimes fraud that could not be prosecuted except for the Stolen Valor Act. But it's not just an act of lying. It's an act of impersonation, assuming the identity of a war hero or a wounded warrior.
And you say the fraud stems not merely from the lie, but from what advantage it might give you in, say, a job competition or in a political race, that sort of thing?
Oh, I had a case in Florida of a man that weaseled his way into a woman's life telling these kind of stories and took her for $40,000. It goes into monetary fraud. We had eight men in Seattle that cost the VA $1.4 million based upon their false claims that resulted in veterans' benefits.
All right, Doug, let me just ask you one question that I'll pose to Jeffrey Rosen as well. How is that different from somebody exaggerating about, say, he won the Tour de France and getting the same woman to give him 40 grand?
It's the same difference as between printing up a citation on your computer for perfect attendance at school or printing up a $1 bill. If every other dollar bill in circulation was bogus, it devalues the real thing and could lead to the collapse of our economic structure.
All right. An interesting economic argument from Doug Sterner, the curator for the Military Times Hall of Valor. He's a key advocate of the Federal Stolen Valor Act. Jeffrey Rosen, give us a flavor of what the Supreme Court has to deal with in balancing the issue of free speech with this notion of offensive and even fraudulent behavior in concocting a military record that doesn't exist.
Well, there's really been a pattern of these cases over the past few years, and in each of them, the court has sided with speech and against the idea of criminalizing offense or dignity. The court struck down a ban on crush videos that tortured animals. It struck down the effort to punish the military protesters who said nasty things. But here, the stark question is, can you punish lies that are not that don't cause other harms? Chief Judge Kaczynski, a Ninth Circuit judge, put this very starkly. He said, if false factual statements are unprotected, the government can prosecute not only the man who tells tales about winning the Congressional Medal of Honor, but the J-dater who falsely claims he's Jewish, or the dentist who assures you it won't hurt. Phrases like, I'm working late tonight, honey, or I got stuck in traffic, or I didn't inhale, could all be made into crimes. So it really, as the opponents of the law put it, is a stark question. Can, for the first time, lies that are not necessarily intentional be criminalized, and wouldn't that mean that most of what Stephen Colbert does on the air could be possibly illegal?
Do you really think so?
do I think that...
Colbert, so draw me the line from saying you have a Congressional Medal of Honor to what Stephen Colbert does. I mean, what you're saying is it's not illegal now, but Congress could make laws to selectively make each one of those behaviors illegal. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. There's been a very narrow category of speech that can be criminalized, obscenity, defamation, but basically generally parody and the anonymity. All of this has historically been protected. Now, the government, of course, wants to narrow this law. They say that the Supreme Court should interpret it only to cover intentional lies and to make an exception for parody. But the face of the law doesn't include those exceptions at all, so that's why the theory is that that Colbert would really be in trouble.
That's Jeffrey Rosen, professor of law at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. So, Doug Stirner, what a country we live in. It sounds like my freedom of speech is dependent upon me supporting a lawsuit by a jerk who lied about having a Congressional Medal of Honor.
Well, I don't think this would be the first time a lie is prohibited. You cannot claim to be a police officer. You can't claim to be a TSA officer. You can't lie about there being a fire in a crowded theater. So we have already criminalized certain types of speech, including lying. Now, this is, and I understand the slippery slope argument, but you can't always avoid a slippery slope. Sometimes you have to go over it. And so this is the opportunity for this court to hew out some steps and put in a handrail on that slippery slope. And they can best do that by defining what types of false speech are or are not permissible under the First Amendment.
Doug Stirner, curator for Military Times Hall of Valor and advocate of the Stolen Valor Act. I'll give you the last word, Jeffrey Rosen.
The briefs are really worth reading, and the opponents of the law say we lie all the time. We lie to express ourselves, to try out different personalities, and without that autonomy, it would be a much freer country if you were out on a date and even accidentally boasted or exaggerated. As offensive as these statements are, they should be protected.
Have you said anything that could be prosecutable, Jeffrey Rosen? Think back now.
Only on this show.
Perfect response. Jeffrey Rosen, professor of law at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. We're talking about lies and honor, about honor. The Stolen Valor Act is heading to the Supreme Court. What do you think about this idea that freedom of speech protects, possibly boasts, even if it results in harm to individuals? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.